Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the April 2012 Laura Ingalls Wilder update. Now, we had a couple months that we missed, but I think this month is making up for it. We've got lots of stuff to go through, so I hope that you're ready to go and ready to take notes on all the exciting things that are going on. Now, first off, to start with this show, I've got two episodes scheduled on April 28th at 4:30 p.m. Central Time. We're going to be doing one of our 30-minute episodes where I talk about the Laura Ingalls Wilder patch. Now, that's the patch Girl Scouts can earn of celebrating Laura Ingalls Wilder, and I'll give you a little background on it. What we used to do for having the patch event at Usher's Ferry when I was in charge of it, which they still have the program there in a bit of a reduced form, but it's still going strong, and it's a little bit about how you could get involved in that if you want to. Then we're going to have a Wilder Lane in San Francisco. That's going to be on May 6th at 2 p.m. Central Time, and that's going to be Trini Wininger is going to come on. She is the author of Rose Wilder Lane, San Francisco, and we're going to talk about Laura and Rose in San Francisco and some of the things that you can still see there from their trips. And we will probably have a Travel Times episode yet this month, but I've got a couple people who've said they would do it, but I have to get a time set yet, and I haven't done that. So I'm not exactly sure which one is going to work with the schedule before the end of the month, but I hope one of them will be. So keep an eye for that on the radio page, both on the website and on the blog. And I usually give a heads up on Facebook and Twitter and Google+, too, so take a look there. If you're going to be out and about during that time, you can always call in to listen, and you can do that toll-free, 1-877-633-9389. Okay, so on to other Laura things. First off, I've got two programs this month that are still coming up. The Oskaloosa Women's Club is going to be hosting me at noon this Friday, and I'm also going to be at the public library later that same day with my storytelling program at 3:30 p.m. So that's this month. And back to the podcast just for a minute, because I forgot to say that we also passed just this week 9,500 listens. So I'm very glad that everybody's listening to the podcast, and I hope very much that you will enjoy it. Now, we're pretty much getting ready for the start of the fully done the Laura Ingalls Wilder season. So I did want to run through when the home sites are going to be opening up. The Pepin, Wisconsin will be opening May 15th. Independence, Kansas is already open. They opened April 1st. So did Walnut Grove, Minnesota, although the Dugout site will not be open until May. Burr Oak also opened April 1st. And the Memorial Society is open but reduced hours. So during April, they're going to be open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., in May, they're going to be open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then they'll be on their full hours for June to August. The Ingalls Homestead won't open up until Memorial Day weekend, which would be Saturday, May 26th. Mansfield, Missouri opened up on March 1st. Malone, New York will be opening also on May 26th, and from that point on, they'll be open 7 days a week for the summer. Spring Valley, Minnesota also will be opening up the Memorial Day weekend. And Keystone, South Dakota won't open until June 1st. If you're wanting to check any of those, it's currently a post on my blog, which is trundlebedtales.wordpress.com. Now, there's a lot of things going on as far as conferences right now. First off, the Laura Palooza Conference, which is going to be held this summer, July 12th to the 14th. The registration is now open for everybody. So if you haven't yet registered, I think you'll definitely want to consider it. It will be open for full registration until May 31st. Up until that point, you'll get refunded for cancellations. After that point, you won't be, because we've already passed on the money to all the people we have to prepay for the conference to take place. But there will be, in all likelihood, one day attendance available at the conference. So make sure that you get those Laura Palooza registrations in before the end of next month. A week later is the Betsy Tacy Convention, which is also in Mankato, Minnesota, and some people are actually going to be doing both of these, and the dates of the Betsy Tacy is July 19th to the 22nd. And information for that can be found by going to beyondlittlehouse.com and clicking on the box with the Betsy Tacy logo, and that'll take you right to the conference page. Earlier this summer, in June, is going to be the annual Country Schools of America Association Conference. This one is going to be in Iowa. They try and schedule them so one's at least generally in the Midwest one year, and then they go to a different area of the country the opposing year, because there tends to be a lot of members in the Midwest, and that just kind of works better. The registration is now open. You can go on the form. You do have to pay for this registration by check, so you may want to just go ahead and print off the U.S. mail form. It may be just the easier way to go. I went ahead and got registered for that this week, and I really strongly recommend that if you are interested in one-room schools at all, that you will consider coming to this. And the dates are June 17th to the 20th, and it's going to be at Faith Baptist College in Ankeny, Iowa, which is near the center of the state. And not a full conference, but I have gotten word of an event for LM Montgomery that is going to be taking place in Rochester, Minnesota, which is within easy driving distance for a lot of the Midwest. So if you're interested in Kindred Spirits, Anne of Green Gables by LM Montgomery, then you may want to get together for this. So Dana Gerby has invited us to a meeting at the Plummer Building in Rochester on May 19th. She's on the staff of the library and reserved one of their meeting rooms. She'll be giving a program as a dress rehearsal for her paper that will be given at the Lucy Maud Montgomery International Conference in June. The paper's entitled L.M. Montgomery and the Hooking of Stories, inspired by the wonderful rug hooking in PEI and other maritime provinces in Maud's era. And the meeting is going to be at 1 p.m. And if anybody else wants to get a few more details about that, you can be sure to contact me. And it looks like, just in general, it is going to be a very busy, very Laura-driven summer, that there's going to be a lot of Laura Ingalls Wilder events coming up, and I hope that you will get a chance to take part in many of them, and or at least one of them, and that you will have an absolutely great summer. So remember, you're going to meet me right back here for the Laura Ingalls Wilder Patch episode on April 28th, and you're going to meet me back here on May 6th for a Wilder Lane in San Francisco. There is, some of you may be wondering that I had mentioned that they were going to be doing a program on the music in Laura Ingalls Wilder, and I've been having some trouble transferring the music that I recorded to the computer so I could upload it and you guys could listen to it easily. I went to both Best Buy and Radio Shack and they said the cord didn't exist. Then I found the cord on Amazon, but I haven't had a chance yet to try it and see if it works. So if that happens, then there will also be a music episode scheduled, hopefully sometime in the next month or so. So be looking for that and be sure to check back to Trundle Bed Tales, and you can find more information on the website, trundlebedtales.com, on the blog, trundlebedtales.wordpress.com, and on the Laura Palooza website, beyondlittlehouse.com. Thank you for stopping by, and I hope that you're all ready to have a terrific Laura summer.